Good evening. This is Agashwani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantang with Evening News. The headlines. Election Commission of India informs on conducting and publishing or publicizing exit poll. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Modi says BJP government is following the mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. General Secretary Communications of AICC, Jairam Ramesh, says Prime Minister Modi have failed on his promises to resolve the Naga issue. And advisor Jalioviel says duty of an elected member is to protect the interest of the people. Now the news in detail. Election Commission of India has informed that the period between 7 a.m. on 19th April and 6:30 p.m. on 1st June is the period during which conducting and publishing or publicizing exit poll will be prohibited. A notification from the Commission stated that the result of any exit poll in connection with the current general elections to the Lok Sabha and Legislative Assemblies of Andhra Pradesh, Arunachal Pradesh, Odisha and Sikkim, and by election to 25 Assembly constituencies in 12 states to be held simultaneously with the general election to the Lok Sabha by means of the print or electronic media or dissemination in any other manner whatsoever will be prohibited. It further clarified that under the Representation of People's Act 1951, displaying any election matter, including results of any opinion poll or any other poll survey in any electronic media, will be prohibited during the period of 48 hours, ending with the hours fixed for the conclusion of the polling. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that this election of 2024 is a very important election for the 21st century India. Modi was addressing a gathering in Balakhat, Madhya Pradesh today. He said that this is not just an election but a mission to build a new India. Modi said that the BJP government is following the mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas and is giving priority to every city and village of the country. Referring to the development of infrastructure, he said that the government is spending crores of rupees on modern infrastructure in the country. He said the BJP has given respect to the Dalit backward tribal section of the society, which was deprived of even their identity by the previous governments. Mentioning the success of the country's foreign policy, Modi said that the Congress government used to go to other countries with its complaints, but today the time has changed, with the big countries of the world, countries at war with each other, come to India to talk about their issues. General Secretary Communications of All India Congress Committee, Jairam Ramesh, said that as India gears up for the upcoming 2024 elections, a stark ideological divide between the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, and the Indian National Congress, INC, has come to the forefront. Addressing a press conference at the Congress Bhavan in Dimapur today, Jairam said, BJP emphasizes uniformity, epitomized by its recent actions such as abrogation of Article 370 and now darkening Article 371, where Clause 4 of Article 371A, protecting Nagaland's culture, religion, languages and land ownership, is now under scrutiny. On the other hand, he said, the Congress champions unity, celebrating the nation's diversity and questioning the imposition of artificial uniformity. Stating on the lack of transparency surrounding the 2015 Prime Minister's Framework Agreement between the Government of India and the NSC and IM, Jairam said the Prime Minister has failed on his promises to resolve the Naga issue. He also said that the BJP's pledge of creating 2 crore jobs remains unfulfilled, with India grappling with a persistent high unemployment rate of over past 45 years, affecting millions of youth. Jairam said that the Congress emphasizes 5 key justices in its manifesto, focusing on women, youth, farmers, social justice and weaker sections, aligning with the constitutional principles of the social and economic justice. AICC Secretary in Charge of Nagaland Ranajit Mukherjee and the National Spokesperson of AICC for North Eastern Region, Matthew Anthony, were also present during the press conference. Advisor for Urban Development and Municipal Affairs, Jalio Rio, today said that the duty of an elected member is to protect the interest of the people. Addressing a campaign rally for the People's Democratic Alliance PTA consensus candidate, Dr. Chimpenmuri, for the forthcoming general election to the Lok Sabha at Zeminu district, Jalio said that Dr. Chimpen is supported by an oppositionless government backed by 60 MLAs. He appealed to the people of Zeminu to vote for Dr. Chimpenmuri and sent him to the parliament to represent the aspiration of the Nagas. Jalio also mentioned that BJP and NDPP are not one party but allied parties. He added that the PTA allied government has vehemently opposed the Constitution Amendment Act, CAA, Uniform Civil Code, UCC, and Forest Amendment Acts, which threatens the rights of the Nagas. Advisor for CAWT and Taxes and NDPP legislator in charge of Zeminu region, Kutecho Kamo, said that Nagas will never compromise their identity, land or culture at all cost. He called on the people to vote to strengthen the government so that it can make strong decisions to guard the interests of the people. The PTA consensus candidate, Dr. Chimpenmuri, said that NDPP has different ideologies from BJP, though they are in alliance. Muri emphasized the Lok Sabha is all about federal relationship between centre and the states, and if elected, he will voice the yearning and aspirations of the Nagas. This news comes to you from Akashvani, Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AII News Kohima. Deputy Commissioner and District Election Officer of Perin, Vinit Kumar, has directed all village councils and Kanburas to assist the district administration in maintaining law and order. In an official order, Kumar called on the village councils and Kanburas to perform their duties and prevent any unlawful act in all polling stations under their respective jurisdictions for ensuring a free and peaceful conduct of poll in the upcoming Lok Sabha election in the district. The Election Commission, which is set to hold the biggest democratic exercise on earth, has adopted people-friendly technology to make things easy for the voters. Understanding the candidates is similar to having a map before starting a journey. It guides voters in selecting leaders who share their vision and values. In addition to this, being aware of any past legal troubles or controversies empowers voters to hold candidates accountable. The Election Commission has developed an app called Know Your Candidate, or KYC, which tells voters if a candidate has ever been in trouble with the law. The app is available on both Android and iPhones and is user-friendly. Voters just need to select the type of election and the name of the area. Then user can see a list of candidates or search for a specific one. The app will show if the candidate has any criminal cases against them, details about the cases and their status. It is a tool for voters to learn more about people who want to represent them and make better choices when they vote. Ahead of the Lok Sabha polls, former BJP leader from Haryana and ex-Union Minister Chaudhary Birendra Singh today joined the Congress. He joined the party in the presence of senior Congress leaders Mukul Wasnik and Bhupinder Singh Hooda in New Delhi. Singh's wife and former MLA Prem Lata also joined the Congress on the occasion. And now to the news, here are the headlines again. Election Commission of India informs on conducting and publishing or publicising exit poll. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Modi says BJP government is following the mantra of Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas. General Secretary Communications of AICC, Jairam Ramesh, says Prime Minister Modi had failed on his promises to resolve Naga issue. An advisor, Jalio Rio, says duty of an elected member is to protect the interest of the people. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.